Jesus tells the parable of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16:19 31. In this parable, a rich man lives in opulence, while Lazarus, a poor beggar with sores, yearns for scraps at the rich man's gate. After death, their fortunes reverse. Lazarus finds comfort with Abraham in paradise, while the rich man suffers in Hades. Our modern world can learn a lot from the story about wealth, compassion, and accountability. The rich man's life of luxury reflects the material excess often celebrated today. The parable doesn't condemn wealth itself, just how we don't use it for good. The world of billionaires, influencers, and consumer culture can blind us to suffering right at our doorstep, like Lazarus at the rich man's gate. The rich man's indifference to Lazarus' plight, his refusal to share even scraps, reveals a heart hardened by self-interest. This parable challenges us to pay attention to the Lazarus in our communities today, as global poverty, homelessness, and inequality are on the rise. We need compassion, not indifference, whether we donate to charities or volunteer. The afterlife reversal in the story underscores a sobering truth: our choices have eternal consequences. Hades isn't just a punishment for wealth, but for those who ignore God and the law. Lazarus finds eternal rest despite earthly suffering. This challenges modern notions of success tied to wealth and status. In a culture obsessed with winning in life, the parable reminds us that true success lies in how we treat others, especially those who are weaker than us. Our lives should be aligned with values that transcend this world, rather than temporary gains. Lazarus' plea to his brothers deepens the parable's relevance. In Abraham's response, he points out that even a resurrection will not convince them, since they already have Moses and the prophets. Despite endless distractions and competing voices in our information-saturated age, the parable reminds us to heed timeless wisdom from Scripture. It warns us not to ignore divine guidance in favor of fleeting pleasures or skepticism. Jesus' own resurrection foreshadows the resurrection, showing that even miracles can't convince those who are hardened against truth, a challenge to our openness to spiritual conviction. Despite widening economic divides and social media, the parable is still relevant in 2025. Do we ignore the suffering around us like the rich man, or do we try to see, help, and uplift those like Lazarus? In the afterlife. In today's complex world, we can bridge those chasms by choosing compassion, justice, and humility now.